It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Elliot Shore Parks with us until 5 o'clock. We're the rally in Royersford at McGurk's, presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. Coming up at 5 o'clock, why is Elliot leaving at 5? Well, we will have been sick of him by then, but
yes,
even more importantly, is Terrell Owens and Hugh Douglas join us on stage, the first time face-to-face since that fateful day in 05.
In the training room.
In the training room.
Yeah.
A day in which, if Ike Reese was still here, would not have happened.
Definitely would not have happened.
He would have stopped it. And that's why everything is going to go great at 5 o'clock today.
Yep.
Because Ike is going to be in his rightful place.
Yep.
With two brothers.
Yep. Yes.
To the left and the right of him.
I'm actually glad I wasn't there during that time.
Oh, I would ask you about it every day.
Well, I probably would not have been. I mean, I was a T.O. guy.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And I'm a Donovan guy. So, like, the Hugh thing was something totally different.
That was.
And you're also a Hugh guy.
Yeah, well, you know, he was my brother.
Yep.
So I don't know how much politicking I would have had to do to make sure I didn't make anybody mad.
Right. Ike fighting everybody.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I've been trying to make sure we settle things down.
Yes.
You're an Eagle.
You were doing it 5 o'clock.
What was Dalt doing, man?
Where was Dalt?
Practicing.
That's a good question. Get him on the line.
In his second locker with this.
That's actually what we're going to do is get all the leaders on the team on the phone and ask them why they weren't there.
We'll get Andy. Yeah. Call Andy.
Yeah.
What's going on?
The Twitter questions brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Is the Cowboys game tomorrow a must win? Ike, what do you think the response on the poll is?
I would say yes.
I would say yes, too. What do you think the percentage
is? Go with 85%.
68%.
Oh, man, I shot high and didn't nail it today.
It should be higher than 68.
Yeah. So why do you think
I'm surprised
it isn't high? Yeah. What is that?
Because people think it's week one, a long
season.
Well,
I thought maybe no one would have won. Like, preemptive saying, oh, it's just one game, like blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but it's the Cowboys.
Yeah, it's the Cowboys.
It is the Cowboys.
And they are.
If they only win two games all year, Ike.
Exactly right.
Is it a success if it's the two Cowboys
games?
Come on, man. Come on.
Who's your least favorite Cowboy?
Yo, is Jerry going to see the banner?
You know who my least favorite Cowboy is?
Yeah, give it to me, Ike.
Come on.
Roy Williams.
Well, yeah, he broke T.O.'s leg.
Yeah.
You can ask him about that?
No. I don't think
Roy, Roy Williams was which? The receiver or the
Kansas coach?
Yeah. Or the safety.
Yeah, that is a common name. Yeah, you got the Kansas coach.
Yeah, I thought you meant the basketball coach.
No, the number 11. Because Texas Longhorn. Come on, man.
Yeah, the wide receiver, Roy Williams, who went to Detroit.
Yeah.
And then he also played for the Cowboys.
Yeah, traded the Cowboys.
And then you had the safety, Roy Williams.
Who broke T.O.'s leg.
Yeah, the horse collar tackle. That's where it came from.
The horse collar rule.
Yeah. Are you guys ready for the Jalen Hurts over-unders?
We're trying to prolong this thing as long as possible.
So you don't do the over-unders?
No, T.O. is a big Jalen guy.
Is he a big Jalen guy?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, How could he not be?
Well, him and Cam. Right?
Oh, did they get into it?
I think that's where he was defending.
Oh, yes.
Jalen,
it was on Twitter. They were debating Jalen on Twitter.
You think T.O. thinks Jalen's the best Eagles quarterback of all time?
Well,
why don't you ask him?
Yeah. T.O.'s opinion on this, probably a little biased, you know.
T.O., is it time to put Jalen ahead of McNabb?
All right.
See, that's why we're not going ahead.
We are not going.
You're out of here.
That's why I won't be here.
Yes.
Too much journalistic integrity out of you.
All right. Jalen over unders. Are we ready?
Here we go.
Jalen Hurts regular season passing yards, 3,200.
Over.
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 Wow. Everyone going over. So what did he – in 22 it was with 32. That's
37,
what it was.
Right?
When it no, 37? It was 3,200, I think. That's right,
because he missed those last three games. It was 37 the year after that. 23.
Well,
and I also think with a tougher schedule, they're probably not going
to
be as good this year.
He's
just going to throw the ball more. I mean, his career high in passing yards, I think, was in 23, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
23 at 3,800.
Yeah, so I would go over.
That's what I'm looking at, 3,800.
He did have 3,700 in 22.
Yeah, 22 at 3,700.
Okay, all right. Jalen,
but I was told.
MVP? Did you make these lines or are these?
No, these are the real lines.
That's the real line.
Yeah,
it's 3,200.
Wow.
Yeah. You'll know when it's one that I made.
Okay.
Vegas is a bunch of idiots.
All right, you want to go to one that I made up?
How many Super Bowls did Jalen really win?
Yeah. All right. How many weeks will it look like? Spike and Jack might have had a point about Jalen. Over or under 2.5?
It does happen once a year.
Yeah.
Once a year, people are like, all right.
I would say
2.5 is the number.
that's a good number.
Yeah.
That's a good number.
Now, who's deciding?
I want to say
we'll know.
You'll know.
I want to say three games. It'll be at least three.
See, now, if it happens later in the season, we have less of a chance of people of it going there.
Right.
You know, if they're 10-2 and he's played well. Yeah. Elliot, what's your call?
Over I would say over.
Okay.
Say over. But it raises an interesting question. How long of a leash do you think Jalen has with the fan base?
What do you mean?
No, I'm just saying, like, if he has four bad games to start the year, do you think people will be calling in defending him, or do you think it'll go back to, you know, he actually wasn't that good in 2024?
I think as a quarterback, you have to perform for the Eagles, and if he doesn't perform, people will be frustrated.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, I don't think
and the
it'll...
longer that goes, the harder it becomes to defend.
Yes.
Believe me, I know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I lived off of 2017 for as long as I could.
Now, if they're winning games,
part of that.
Yes.
If they're winning games with him playing iffy, I think he can skate by. But if they start losing games, with, I think that is a completely different
scenario. Well, by the way, Ellie, you snuck that in there. 2019, the guy threw for over 4,000 yards. No other quarterback for the Eagles have ever done that. And he did that without having a receiver have over 500 yards receiving.
Thank you.
So I just want to put that out there.
Didn't win a playoff game.
He was throwing to Palmer.
Bronco
Plus. Look what he was throwing to. Was the point
I thought he was
making.
Back that year, honestly.
The point I'm making.
Yeah.
By the way,
drugged to the playoffs.
By the way, the gentleman in front of us might be the most afternoon show listener of all time, as he's wearing a Blue Chew hoodie while drinking a Surfside. Yep. So there we go. All right.
I hope he brought him with him.
Jalen Hurts, the Surfsides or the?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Okay.
Pause.
Yeah. All right.
Dom Cowboys.
All right. Jalen Hurts over under pass TDs.
Ooh.
The line
this is a good one.
The line is 19.5.
Oh, we gotta go over, bro.
It better be over.
Yeah.
Jesus. I mean, it should be.
Well, Elliott's stressing over.
I mean, he just does not throw a lot of passing touchdowns, and he did
until
not
this year.
He did not throw a lot in training camp either.
Here we go, Mr. Training Camp.
I would probably go under.
That's my guy.
I would go under.
You go under 19.5?
Yeah. What did he have last year?
22.
He had 18.
All right.
Listen, bro, I'm trying to validate where my guy is at.
Dude, you got to play the long game here. It doesn't matter how many passing touchdowns he throws, as long as they're moving the ball, they're getting in the end zone, and they're winning.
And Jalen, people say total touchdowns. Remember that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's tougher to make the argument when I'm arguing with 17 or 18 touchdown passes.
He had it last year, and he was obviously great.
And you see and even after winning the Super Bowl, you see how much we've been arguing about this all offseason? It's not like it's been an easy, he's this.
I agree. I don't need to see 19 touchdowns of him through the air for him to have a great year.
Okay.
But I'm going under based off training camp.
19's a pretty low number.
Yeah.
Not for him, but not for him.
Okay.
I mean, it's just not how it works.
Over under Jalen rushing TDs, 12.5.
Over.
Yeah, we'll go over there.
Poor Saquon. Saquon glad he got the $40 million.
Did Saquon go down to the 1 8 times this year like he did?
I would say that doesn't happen this year.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go Jalen is somewhere around. That's a good number again. That's your number?
No, that's a real number.
That's a good number.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go under because I think 12 is the number.
Let me see if
you
I
said
have any...
12.5, right?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, and I think 12 is the number he gets this year.
AJ Brown comments about not getting the ball enough. Over under 1.5.
Under. One time.
I was going to say at least once.
Yeah. Well, that's why the line's 1.5.
Yeah. I'll go under.
Okay. And I think that's all of my Jalen ones. One more. This is Jalen related, but it's not Jalen. Devontae Smith, regular season receiving yards. The number is 875.5.
He was going over.
He was right around 800 last year.
I'm going over.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a big Devontae year.
I'm going back to 2022. That's where I'm going.
Did he have over that?
Receivers over 1,000 yards. Jalen over 20 touchdowns. Just 6 picks. 3,700 yards. That's where I'm at. I'm in that area.
All right.
I have two more fun ones.
Got 24 passing touchdowns, by the way.
Not Jalen related. Actually, three more. Will Brandon Graham play for the Philadelphia Eagles in 2025?
That's a good one.
Yes.
I'm going to just say yeah for the hell of it.
Yes.
I'll say no, but it's a great one.
Better chance of happening. BG on the Eagles this year or Cassianos on the Phillies next year?
BG on the Eagles this year.
BG on the Eagles this year for sure.
Well, I'm taking your lead on that one, Jack. Yeah. Told me about Bohm. And Bohm's still here, so
he's not the only one that recognizes good baseball players on this.
Show.
NFC East wins over under 4.5.
under. I got them at 4-2.
Okay.
In the division.
Lost to the Commanders and then one random loss in there.
I don't know how it happens. Okay. I'm just saying 4-2.
Do they win the division this year?
Yes.
Yes.
So we're going to break the 20.
Yes.
Yes.
Stupid 20-year curse.
Yes.
Elliot, over under 4.5.
I'll go over. I mean, I think the Giants will be better, but the Eagles are considerably better than, I think, all the teams in the division. So I'll go over.
And then final one, significant during season trades, over under 0.5.
I'll go over on this. I do think they have another move they will make.
I agree.
Yeah,
I think it'll be a starter level play.
Is it a corner or is it a safety?
Or is it an end?
Or it could be an edge.
I think it could be an edge.
Again, I'm a 58-man. I'm in on Jalen.
I think safety's
third.
Yeah,
but it might not be enough.
Yeah, but I think you get it. Like, if we're doing an impact player, if those guys are good, then maybe it's another depth piece. Like, they might need a star safety or star corner or star safety.
Listen, I hope Jalix is ready.
Yeah.
I hope Nolan is ready, but they haven't been full-time starters in this league yet.
And Azeez Ojulari, I don't think, had a good training camp preseason. So
215-592-9494. Get your calls right after Jack tells you about our friends at National Appliance Warehouse.
Yeah, listen.
Come on.
One place, a lot of questions on this show about how elite one player on the football team is. One place that I know is elite.
National Appliance Warehouse.
National Appliance Warehouse.
A staff full of elite people in there.
Well, again, that's one of the things that set National Appliance Warehouse apart, is it's a staff full of industry-leading professionals there to take care of you. But they're not like, you know, you walk in, they're just there to sell you appliances. They treat you like family. You know,
and sell you appliances.
And sell you appliances. But I'm saying, it's not like just like, here, take this.
Yes,
it's a good
sure.
time.
Yes.
It's a jovial atmosphere.
Yes, and you get the appliances.
And that's also
right.
another important Bart Spike.
Of course.
Over 100 brands, Sub-Zero, Cove, and Wolf. 100 brands from Sub-Zero, all that.
Economy, too. Economy. If you can't afford the Sub-Zero, Wolf, and Cove, I get it.
15,000 square foot showroom. And what we always talk about is you're going to get the best price at National Appliance Warehouse. That's guaranteed by Price Assure, which, again, a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store and finds a lower price elsewhere. Also, tax-free Delaware, stores in Middletown and Wilmington. But on top of that, always great savings events. And, yes, the Labor Day mega sale has been extended at National Appliance Warehouse. So get down there today and take advantage of huge savings. Go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com or, again, visit their showrooms in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware. And, as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
Tell them Fritz sent you.
Bang.
So we await T.O.'s arrival at 5 o'clock. And on the screen.
There's a buzz happening in
there
here.
Really
too.
Is, yeah.
And on the screen in front of us, they're playing the Super Bowl, the first Eagles win of the Super Bowl in 2018.
52.
Which happened in 2018, right, Elliot?
I was going to say, you want to get into that again?
Yeah.
You call me a little name?
Yeah. Well, you were there.
I was. I admitted in that instance I was.
All right. So we're looking at Nick Foles, who we had on the show this week, and then we have T.O. And it's just, I'm thinking about these two guys and then thinking about Philadelphia and the reputation of Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And it is can be a tough place to play. But these two guys, like, are the proof of what it's like when you come here and you do something good. In that the love that people have for Foles, and even T.O. was here for a year and a half.
Yeah.
And he is, like, beloved in a way that I just can't imagine in another city a player that was there for essentially a year and a half, did not win a championship, played great in the Super Bowl, but did not win a championship, to come back and get this sort of rousing ovation that T.O. is going to get here. Is it Philly is a one-of-a-kind place.
Man. Well, we were trying to explain to Rod about how T.O.'s loved and, like, there's people that don't feel the same way towards Donovan, which is crazy.
Yes.
For how much Donovan's won.
Yes.
But T.O. is the, for lack of a better term or way to put it, he's the one that got away.
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
He's the one that a lot of us here, even as former players during that time, but certainly as fans, had been longing for to have at that wide receiver position. And I've said this in the past. Sometimes you don't realize what you had, right? We had more than just a guy that played here 20 games and, you know, scored touchdowns and had celebrations. We had, for a small time, in my opinion, the second greatest wide receiver to ever play. Jerry Rice is the only wide receiver I would put ahead of T.O. You don't have to argue it, especially today. I've always said that. And to have that caliber of player right?
On that caliber of team. Right.
And not finish it, like finish the deal. Like, people that are huge Eagles fans still revere that time and think about that's the one that got away. That's the Super Bowl that got away.
Because he could have been the way that we talk about Pete Rose as missing piece.
Yeah.
The way that we talk about Moses Malone as missing piece. The way that that season went and the way that he performed, it was truly – and I think the other reason that, fans think about him the way that they do is it was fans all that time saying, why don't we have any good receivers? Why don't we have any good – no offense to the guys who were
here. Well,
listen,
we couldn't say it because we were on the team.
Right. That, I guess not – why don't we have a great receiver the way that we had? And it got there, and it was everything that everybody hoped for that year. The
and
team
more.
Was awesome. Got to the Super Bowl. By the way, you guys tested not having him during the playoffs, which was another interesting like wrinkle to that story, and him coming back after the injury as
so
well.
So that last part, too, I think is a big reason, or at least a big reason why he's loved here. The work he did to come back, I mean, we talk about this with Philly athletes and fans all the time. Like, they really want to feel like you care as much as they do and that you're giving it your all. And doing the work that he did to get back in that game is a great example of it. Like
sleeping in the chamber,
playing with a broken leg, signing a waiver that he didn't care. Like, I think fans saw themselves in him in that moment. So as great as he was as a player, for sure, for someone that ended on not a great note, he checked in a major way the, like, gave it his all box with his fans.
And he never severed ties with the fan base.
No. Yeah, it was never about the fans.
Yes, he's always embraced that part. He's been back to Sixers games. He's been back to he was at AI statue revealing. Like, he comes back here from time to time without as much fanfare. So he is still sort of connected to this fan base, and he's always appreciated how the fan base has appreciated him as a player.
And it really is a bummer that things went the way that they did eventually, because, like, you know, we think about that era basically through them.
Yeah.
And who knows, from an Eagles standpoint, if we have another chance, you know, because they were in the NFC Championship again, you know, against that year against the Cardinals or whatever. Like, that team was not done at that point, you know?
Well, the other thing, too, is to compare him to Saquon a little in terms of just the immediate
very
impact.
Very similar.
So the Eagles gave Saquon a check earlier this offseason, and I think there is legitimate debate on, from a football standpoint, was it a smart thing to do to pay him a little bit off pass production? But what I think it accomplished is why they probably should have paid T.O.
Yep.
Sometimes when you have a player, and I'm sure Saquon wanted a new deal, you just got to write the check sometimes. Like, whether or not it was smart to pay a running back, whether or not it's smart to pay him after all those touches, whatever, I do know that they have arguably the best player in the NFL under contract and happy. And I think with T.O., I get the argument. It was 1 year into the deal, whatever. Sometimes you got to break rules for certain players. And I think the Eagles made the right decision this time as opposed to, obviously, last time with T.O.
Well, and at the time, and look, Joe Banner and Andy Reid made a lot of great decisions here, but they were, I think the organization is different in that, and by the way, the sport has changed a lot in that superstars are viewed in a much more NBA way than they were 20 years ago, where I think players in general, and I think the leadership of the Eagles probably thought they understood how good players were, but we can get another one. We can get another one. Replaceable. They made a lot of decisions. And by the way, a lot of the decisions were right. They made decisions, those cold, hard decisions.
Yeah.
But, Elliot, to your point, there are certain times where you just look at the window. Like, that's what you really do. You look
There's
at the window.
Exceptions, man.
Yeah. Are we going to close this window by trying to make a point, or are we going to keep this window open? You know, and I know there are other things that go along with that. There are other players to worry about, those things. But there's the difference that he made on the field. It's pretty hard to argue.
I completely agree. I'm glad the front office is in a totally different place today with a different mindset. But sometimes you have to be flexible. And I understand having a module on how you want to build your team and where you want to allocate your money and the salary cap. And back then, you know, they didn't want to pay wide receivers that type of money. But people forget the backstory with that, too. T.O. had to be traded here from Baltimore. And so I don't want to put words in T.O.'s mouth or anything, but I was under the impression that maybe he took more of an Eagles favorable deal to get out of Baltimore to come here.
In the first place.
In the first place.
Right.
Like, he didn't really get free agent market value that he would have gotten had his representation filed the paperwork and he had been a true free agent.
Right.
He would have had to pay a lot more to get T.O. because it would have been an open bidding bidding war for him. As it was, they kind of like, okay, if you want us to trade for you, you got to take this deal, sort of.
Yeah, and you can look back and you could say the three biggest errors for the Eagles: letting Ike Reese go, letting Brian Dawkins go, letting T.O. go.
In that order, too.
In that order.
In that order.
That's the Mount Rushmore of Joe Banner mistakes.
Well, I also think, too.
By the way, I'd have been much cheaper than either one of those two. Yeah,
there's put it out there.
Yep. Should have been paid more. But I do think the Eagles front office has become more emotional than they used to be.
Yes. Right?
Like,
yes.
Just in the guys they draft. And, like, when you don't pay T.O., the message it sends to that locker room about their willingness to compete, like, you're basically trying to win a bidding war over competing. In the current Eagles locker room, they know they'll get paid.
Yep.
Like, Saquon got paid. They know the Eagles will pay the players they need to win. And I think that's the other part of the T.O. thing, too. How did that lock?
That's Howie, man. That's Howie Roseman, man. That's Howie.
But
understand.
I think he's learned from watching.
Well.
And Jeffrey.
I agree.
Yeah. Jeffrey being willing
totally
to cut
agree.
Those checks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree. But stressing the importance of keeping those caliber of players.
Yep.
Those caliber of players, you don't let that caliber of talent.
Well, but I think
I can understand letting me walk. You can't let T.O. walk.
I mean, even outside of just that, I think there is an emotional part to the locker room the Eagles are better at reading than they used to be.
Yeah, I think,
I agree with
by
that.
By the way, I think it's the whole organization top to bottom. I think when these are people that the public doesn't hear about, but even Don Smolenski has made the organization more – not just more player-friendly, but more fan-friendly, I think.
Yep.
And their whole attitude toward everything changed in over the last, 15
20 years. Yeah, I agree.
Absolutely.
I agree.
And the only guy that hasn't gotten paid in that Eagles locker room, and I'm about ready to have a fit, is Reed Blankenship. Poor guy is a captain playing on the last year of his deal.
Oh, he got new representation the other day.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
I did not see that.
Yeah.
I didn't see
that. A big agent.
Well, if you got new representation, that means a phone call is getting made.
Yeah. Yes.
It also probably means a deal isn't happening.
Yes.
If there was a deal to be done there, I think he'd have the same agent.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. He's like, hold on, you're not getting a deal.
Yeah,
bro.
This new agency
is
like, all right, let's focus on next offseason.
So here's what we have coming up at McGurk's in Royersford is Terrell Owens. So, Terrell, coming up next, T.O. will be here. Hugh Douglas will be here. Hugh and T.O. will be up here on stage with Ike, Jack, and I. Ike will be sitting in the middle. Is T.O. going to be next to me and Hugh on the other side? Is that the way we're doing it?
Yeah.
Okay, so T.O. will be right here, and Hugh will be on the other side. We will talk. It is the first time they have been face-to-face since the fight 20 years ago, which is unbelievable. Here we squash it. It is all love. We talk about the good times.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, man.
Let's pound some beers.
Pound some beers. You kidding me?
Take it to Pound Town, baby.
Yeah. All right. That is coming up next.
Pound some Surfside.
There you go.
Sorry about
that. Is coming up next at the Rally in Royersford at McGurk's, presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.